Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
Sven Morrison bringing us back one of his great songs, Moon Dance. Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm having a great visit with Jonah Berger. He's the author of Invisible Influence. That's his new book. Last time he was here, we talked about his other bestseller, Contagious, Why Things Catch On. Jonah, thanks again for being here. Congratulations on your new book, Invisible Influence, available wherever books are sold, right?
Indeed.
Any want to give us another website?
I'm at jonahberger.com, just Jonah, first name, last name.com.
Right, Jonah with an H, so check it out, folks. Jonah, we're talking about invisible influence, and do you think most people are unaware of how they influence others and others influence them? Is the average person missing that?
Certainly. We did a bunch of research on an interesting context, which is baby names. So how do people give names to their kids? And if you ask people, most of them think that it resides within them. Oh, we picked this name because it's an old name in the family, or it's similar to a name of a friend of mine growing up. But we found even subtle things in the environment, like hurricanes, can actually affect what name people give their kids. So after Hurricane Katrina, for example, it had a big, huge impact on names. You would say, well, that seems weird. Why would people name their child after a hurricane, such a negative event? They didn't name their kids Katrina. They were 10% more likely to give their children a name that began with K. Merely hearing that name Katrina more often again and again made it feel more familiar, made names that begin with that K sound better, and made people pick them even without realizing it.
Sociological alliteration.
Indeed.
How about that? I never had that's very interesting. So how can we? So now that you've got our attention, Jonah, and we're saying, this could be powerful. How do we channel this power, this influence? Invisible influence power to our advantage so that we can, and when I say to our advantage, I mean so that we can help our customers better.
Definitely. Take that example we just talked about with baby names. How can we apply that as a small business owner? And one thing I talk about often is pitching like Goldilocks from the Three Bears fame. And you might say, well, pitching like Goldilocks, that doesn't make any sense. Often when we pitch things, we want to focus on how different we are. We think we want to tell the client or the customer how different we are from anything they've ever experienced before. But sometimes difference is scary. If something is so different, if a product or service is so different from what we're used to, we're not sure how it fits into our existing business, our existing structures. We're not sure how we might use it. At the same time, if something's too similar to exactly the same as what we're doing already, why switch? Why do something new if we've already got something good? And so just like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, one side is too hot, one side is too cold, in the middle is just right. We need to be similar and different at the same time. We need to show how we're related to what people are doing already, so similar to what they're doing now, but not so different that they can't understand it. We need to show how we're, in some sense, optimally distinct from what they're doing already, so how we build on what they're doing to add something new.
So how would we do that? Give us a tutorial. Do a little role play for us. What would be a specific way that we would do that?
So take Greek yogurt, something we often see at the grocery store these days.
More protein than regular yogurt.
Indeed. How did Chobani make that so successful? What did they do to hit it big? And it was interesting. They didn't focus on their difference. You think about Greek yogurt, Chobani didn't come out and say, hey, we're completely different than any other yogurt out there. Faye is doing that. Another brand had big family-sized containers of plain yogurt. That's not what Americans were used to, so they didn't buy it. Chobani came out, same packaging as regular yogurt, similar individual pots, fruit on the bottom, just with Greek yogurt on top rather than regular yogurt. So it was different. It was Greek rather than regular, but it wasn't so different that people couldn't understand.
It was familiar enough that it didn't shock their tactile sensibilities, but the ingredients appealed to their sense of well-being.
Yeah, of wanting something new. And so it's exactly that. How can you start with the similar, and you use the word familiar, how can you start with that to build and show people why they need this new thing It's different, but not so different.
So identify other things. Identify things in other parts of your life, maybe totally disconnected from what you do, that are catching on. Find out why they're catching on, as you talk about in your first book. Find out why they're catching on, and then see if you can take that motivation, that subliminal motivation, and apply it to what you sell.
That's definitely one way to do it.
All right. I got about a minute. Last thoughts on invisible influence.
You know, influence can be a good thing and a bad thing. There's times when it helps us. There are times when it hurts us. Sometimes we follow others. Others help us make better decisions. Other times they lead us to, you know, just go with the crowd and they lead us astray. And so we just got to notice influence in the world around us. As I talk about invisible influence, it's a powerful tool. The more we understand about it, the more we can choose our own influence. We can make good choices, take advantage of the upsides of others, and use them to make us have happier and healthier lives.
Well, there's no question that it can be bad sometimes, because as I said earlier, a user who's never bought anything from you and never will buy anything from you can comment in a community, "That's the worst website I've ever seen." And you don't even know who they are, and they're already, you know, they're already writing you and giving you a negative review. I mean, there's so as you say, it can be good or bad. Jonah Berger, Jonah with an H, Berger.com, ladies and gentlemen. The book is called Invisible Influence. That's his second book. The first one was called Contagious. Hey, Jonah, good job today. Will you come back another day?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Just reach out at any point. I'd love to come back.
Good to have you here on the show. And congratulations.
Thanks, Jim. Have a
great
day.
On the book. Jonah Berger, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Bobby Darin to take us out. Dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.